Okay, we left off on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Rav Yehuda Omer Mirekem L'Mizrach V'Chulu L'Nemer D'Akom L'Tzfona D'Eretz Yisrael Kayima U'Reminu Ayim Ahalach Me'Ako L'Ksiv Mi'Yimino L'Mizrach HaDerech T'Me'a Mishum Eretz Ha'amim P'tur Ben Ha'Maiser Min Ha'Shvi'is Ad She'Yivad L'Cha She'Chayeves Mismo'o L'Marav HaDerech Tahora Nishum Eretz Ha'amim V'Chayeves V'Maiser U'B'Shvi'is Ad She'Yivad L'Cha She'Hi P'turah Ad Heichon, Ad Ksiv, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mishum Aviv, Ad Lavruvo. Mara asks, the Lechor, we have a stira from the Tosefta and Oholos to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, which city is the northernmost boundary of Eretz Yisrael? Akkor. According to the Tosefta, Pashas, the Tosefta and Oholos, what's the northernmost boundary? Ksiv or Lavruvo. Okay. The Gemara then answers that Amar Rabaye, Ritzua, Nafka, that in Achinami, that Akko is the northernmost boundary, but we have this Ritzua that the Tosefta always refers to, and the Gemara was bothered in terms of is it worthwhile for a Tana to get involved in such matters, and brings a Raya from the Pasuk that we get involved in such matters. That we'll see a little later on. You saw that we have over here two girsaot within the Tosefta. We have Rashi's girsa, and which is accepted by the Ramban, and the Ramban quotes Rav Moshe, who has the opposite girsa in the Tosefta. That's the girsa over here of the Gro. Let's take both girsaot. Let's take both girsaot. The girsa of Rashi, l'chora, according to the way that Rashi learns, if this is Eretz Yisrael, then Akko, according to the Hava Mina of the Gemara, is over here. Akko is over here. It's the northernmost boundary of Eretz Yisrael. And the problem is that we have a Tosefta that says that when you move from Akko on a derech up to Ksiv, that to your right is Chutzlaretz, and to your left is Eretz Yisrael, which means basically that Akko is no longer the northernmost boundary, but rather Ksiv. That's the Havamim, correct? Then the Gemara moves over to the concept of a Ritzua. When the Gemara moves over to a concept of a Ritzua, then what it is doing is it wants to limit, doesn't want to say that all of this is Eretz Yisrael. But we have a Ritzua, which is Eretz Yisrael. And we want to move up, we're going to move Akko in the Maskona. We're going to move Akko westward. Right? That Akko is going to be over here. And then we're going to have this Ritzua from Akko going up. That's the way Rashi understands. Rashi says that Akko is no longer in the Miktsoa Mizrachis Tzvonis that we had it previously, but rather we're moving Akko over to the Tzvon Ribua de Eretz Yisrael. It's on the top of this cube. And we have over here the Ritzua, and here we have this Derech. And so when you go from the derech in this direction, this is Chutz Laretz. And from the derech in this direction, this is Eretz Yisrael. This is Eretz Yisrael. Right? And therefore, the Etzem Akko is the northernmost boundary of Eretz Yisrael. Here we have Chutz Laretz. Here we have Chutz Laretz. We just have this Ritzua of Eretz Yisrael, which goes from Akko until Ksiv. And this is very, very nicely in terms of how that can be seen. In terms of our map of Eretz Yisrael, that here we have Haifa, here we have Akko, here we have Ksiv, and we have over here a road from Akko to Ksiv. So this direction is Chutz Laretz, because Akko was the northernmost boundary of Eretz Yisrael. And over here along the coast, we have this Ritzua. That would be Eretz Yisrael from Akko to Ksiv. So it would fit in very, very nicely. The only comment I pointed out to you is the picture. And again, it depends which Gemara you have. In the classic Shas Vilna, the picture is Nishtahin, Nishtaher. On one hand, it has Akko in the northeast corner, which was the Havamina. On the other hand, it has the Ritzua, which is the Maskana. In the Havamina, there's no Ritzua, and in the Maskana, you're not in the northeast corner. So I have an Ozohadr Gemara that simply makes it neater, but still keeps it in the northwest corner. But someone showed me a different Gemara. The new Ozvahadar. I'm sorry. So I had the old Ozvahadar. So the old Ozvahadar has just the same picture as in the Vilna Shas, but it just is a little more artistically, graphically correct. But the new Ozvahadar moves to what we pointed out over here, and once already you're moving, so you can just keep moving all the way. This is the Shita of Rashi. It's nice and it's neat. What the Ramban did was he simply took it one step further. Again, if we're going to have our maskana, that over here we have Akko, and over here we have Tziv, and over here we have the Ritzua. So this is Chutz La'aretz, and this is Eretz Yisrael. That's very, very nice. So the Rabbi pointed out, this fits in nicely with the Yerushalmi that Tosfos quoted on the Beis of Bet Aleph, that Akko really has two halves. But rather than make the two halves like Tosfos did, north and south, the two halves could very well be west and east. Western Akko, this would be Eretz Yisrael. And eastern Akko, this would be Chutz La'aretz. Right? So here we have the Ritzua going up. The Ritzua includes Akko and and what's in between. So here we have Akko being part of Eretz Yisrael. This is where the Rabbanim used to leave off when they were going, accompanying people to Chutz La'aretz. While Western Akko, that would already be Chutz La'aretz. That's already west, and then everything is very nice, and things come together very, very nicely. The problem is, how do we understand the Girsa of Rav Moshe that he quotes in the Tosefta and the Gra? And so within the Ramban, you saw that Rav Moshe quotes the whole Yerushalmi dealing with Chala. And Chala, the boundary goes up until the Nahar, until Turei Amnon, and then you have all sorts of pictures in Rav Hirschler's Ramban about how all of this fits in. So Baruch Hashem, we really learned the sugya of Shem Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And we pointed out, you can't go ahead and bring in Chala if you were dealing with Trumos and Maisos and Shvias. Trumas and Maisos and Shvias, those are mitzvahs atliyos ba'aretz. Chala is not a mitzvah atliya ba'aretz. Chala is an integracious arisosechem. That could be totally in Shem Eretz Yisrael. Could have totally different boundaries. If we leave that out, in other words, that's where the whole arichos over there under Ramban is assuming that the din of Chala, the din of Maisos, is one and the same. And then you get this checkerboard where you have pieces of Eretz Yisrael here and pieces of Chutz La'aretz there. And everything gets very, very confusing. If you leave Chala out, Chala is a separate halacha. Chala has its own boundaries. It has nothing to do with this Tosefta Nohalos. Then, our question is simply, how exactly does the Ritzua solve any problems? If we say that from the Ritzua to the west, to the east, I'm sorry, the Ritzua to the east is Eretz Yisrael, from the Derech to the east is Eretz Yisrael, and from the Derech to the west is Chutz La'aretz, then again we're going to have a whole big part of Eretz Yisrael above Akko. Again, Akko is not going to be the northernmost town. How did we solve anything within the second year or so? So I sent you to the Tosos HaRosh, where the Tosos HaRosh was very, very cute, if you want to, where he pointed out that why assume that we have one derech? If here we have a Ritzua, we have two drachim. We have one derech to the east of the Ritzua, we have one there up to the west of the Ritzua. The Ritzua is in between two drachim. And the whole difference between the two girsos is which derech we're walking on. If we're walking on the derech to the east, then we have Rashi's girsa of Tosefta. To the right is Chutz La'aretz, and to the left is Eretz Yisrael. If we're walking, however, on the derech to the west, Then to the right is Eretz Yisrael, and to the left is Chutz Laaretz. Then everything works out very nicely. So the Tosfos HaRosh quotes Rabbi Yaakov Mekinon. Rabbi Yaakov Mekinon understood that there's no stira between the two Girsos. Everyone agrees we have a Ritzua. The Ritzua had two highways, one highway to the east of the Ritzua, one highway to the west of the Ritzua, and the only question in the two Girsos is which highway we're walking on. But it's all one and the same. Then we can move it over to our map of Eretz Yisrael. You have one derech going over here. You have one derech along the coast. If you're walking along this derech, then to the right of you is Chutz Laaretz. To the east of you is Eretz Yisrael. You're walking on this derech, well, then to the right of you is Eretz Yisrael. And the left of you was Chutz Laaretz. That we're going to have to see in terms of the sugya of Yam HaGodol, what's the status exactly of Yam HaGodol. But, you know, it's one can fit it in that manner as well. Any questions up to this point? Okay, that's simply a technical Gemara. Within Tosfos, Tosfos Rebbe Masul V'Yohiv Tana, so Tosfos has a question on Rashi. Rashi understood the Gemara. Since when does the Tana give us the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, including the Ritzuos? Who cares what the boundary of the Ritzuos? It's not important enough to have a Mishnah about it. And the Gemara answers, well, if we have a Pasuk about it, we could have a Mishnah about it. If we have Torah Shebichsav, we could have Torah Shebalpeh. Tosfos understood the question, isn't the Ritzua? Not that the Mishnah has to give you the boundary of the Ritzua. Might have to mean how wide the Ritzua is. You have to know what Halacha is. The question is as to whether we use a Derech as a Maramakom. That a Derech is something. It's here today, gone tomorrow. It's like you tell someone, go to buy a gun, at the third garbage can turn left. Who says the garbage can is still going to be in that same place when that fellow is going? So the derech also is something which is arai, is something which can change. So who says that we give a derech as a marim makom? That's what they bring a pasuk for, that we have a derech, the mesila, going by Shiloh, that we use a derech as a marim makom. Kind of rather the derech, at least in Eretz Yisrael, has a certain kvius. Even though if someone had been here a number of years ago, they would not have been able to find the yeshiva because there was no Begin Expressway. But I guess once already you have a derech, that derech has a certain kvias, and you can use that as a marim makom. Okay, now let's go over to the sugya, which has more meat to it in terms of trying to understand what the various shitos are, and that's the sugya over here of a maybe get bisfina. Amarav papa, sorry, Tana. Tana chada hamevi get bisfina kamevi the Eretz Yisrael. Matanya idach kamevi b'chutz laaretz. Okay, we have a get, according to Rashi, that's been our Jewish Hashanah learned this way, which is being written on a sfina, which is floating in a river in Eretz Yisrael. Correct? That's our hechetimz. That's yukimza. We have a nohar in Eretz Yisrael. We have a get which is being written on that sfina, and the question is, do you have to say b'fanai nechtav or b'fanai nechtav? And we have a machlokes tanoim, tana chada and tanya idach. Amar Rav Yirmiya lo kasha, ha Rav Yehuda ha rabbanan. The tanan, afar chutz laaretz haba b'sfina laaretz, chayav b'maaser u'bishvius. Amar Rav Yehuda, emasai bizman shehasfina gosheshes, aval ein hasfina gosheshes, patur. Abayi amar hava harav Yehuda hi, lokashe kan bizman shehasfina gosheshes, kan bizman shein hasfina gosheshes. So we have both Rabbi Zeira and Abaye, both of them, being told the Tanoim on one nekuda. Whatever the din of the sfina will be in terms of mitzvos atzuyos ba'aretz, that will be the din of the Sfina in terms of get. Whatever we're going to say, if this Sfina is chayav and mitzvah satruyos ba'aretz, if the offer on this Sfina is chayav and mitzvah satruyos ba'aretz, then there's no need for fanei nechta, fanei nechta. If the offer of the Sfina is not toloi in mitzvah satruyos ba'aretz, is not chayav and mitzvah satruyos ba'aretz, then one does say fanei nechta, fanei nechta. Correct? That's what we have. Correct? Just let me know when I say something wrong. I think that's what the Gemara is saying over here. Now we have to understand what exactly is the machlokas between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda as to whether mitzvos atzuyos ba'aretz are shayach in a sfina. No. would be the necessary factors in order to be chayav in mitzvos atluyos ba'aretz on a sfina, nohar in Eretz Yisrael. What factors do we need to be machayev? Yes, Dan? We need mechubar v'karka. Yes?
Kedusha
sa'aretz. Yenika. Okay, we have three phrases over here that are all very, very important phrases. In terms of using the language of the Gemara, we need gedulei karka. Gedulei karka, that gedulei karka of Eretz Yisrael are chayav in mitzos hatluyos ba'aretz. So we need gedulei, and we need karka. So, as pointed out, is the karka that we're dealing with has to be karka that has kedusha in terms of mitzos hatluyos ba'aretz. So we need the karka. And we need gedulei, that there has to be a darga of yenika. There has to be a darga of yenika. So if it's gedulei karka, if it's yonik from the karka of Eretz Yisrael, then we're going to have mitzvos atzluyos ba'aretz, and if not, no. So let's see what we're dealing with according to Rishonim. What is the geder of the Sfina in terms of, let's start off with yenika. Is there yenika when things are being grown in a Sfina? What does Rashi say?
Yeah.
Rashi says, certainly, certainly. Why? Afar haba me'aretz haba b'sfina la'aretz v'zaro b'sfina v'tzamcha v'hasfina shel cheresi v'eina tzricha linakev. Okay? That we have over here a sfina. Rashi says that if the sfina is made of the material of cheres, there's no need for a nekev. Tosfos over here, Be'arichus, points out that you don't need a nekev in a kli in order to have yenika. You need a nekev in a kli which is not ma'avir yenika. If you have a kli which is satum, then you need a nekev in the kli. However, there are kelim that are made of material that do not require a nekev, that the yenika can go through and through the kli. The question is which material? And that's a machokas over here in Tosos, between Rashi and Tosos. Rashi says cheres, and Tosos holds which material breathes, which material allows for yanika?
Eight.
Okay? But the assumption is we're dealing over here with a sfina that allows yanika. Be it a sfinas cheres according to Rashi, be it a sfinas eight according to Tosos. It's not a question over here whether there's yanika. Yanika there is lekuleyama, that's a given. So what then is the machokas between Rav Yehuda and Rabbanon? Well, whose shita seems to be more conventionally wisdom correct? Rav Yehuda? he's certainly a das yachid in this matter. There's Rabbanon and Rav Yehuda. What do Rabbanon hold over here? Do we have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? Do we have Karaka? We have Gedule. We have something which is Yonik. Do we have Eretz Yisrael? Rabbanan say, certainly, we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah gives the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Akko l'tzafon, Ashkelon l'darom, Rekem v'chagor l'mizrach. We're in a Nahor in Eretz Yisrael. We're within Eretz Yisrael, right? We have Yenika, and we're within the boundaries. What more do you need? What more do you need? Comes on Rav Yehuda and says, we need one more factor. What factor do we need in order for this that which is grown in the Sfina to be chayev in mitzvos atzluyos ba'aretz? It's not enough that it be within the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. It has to be. He uses a different language. I'd rather not use language mechubar. Gosheshes. What is gosheshes according to Rashi? Munachas. Right? In other words, Rashi uses the phrase im hayisa munachas bikarka. Right? And Rashi later on speaks about kamandamancha, adamancha, right? Munach. You need munach. It has to be munach in Eretz Yisrael. You need a certain degree of contact with Eretz Yisrael. Let's use the word in English. You need contact with an Eretz Yisrael. You need munach. According to Rabbanan, we don't need munach. Command the mancha, you're within the boundaries, that's all that you need. According to Rav Yehuda, You need a munach, and for some reason, that we're not sure exactly why, the nahar breaks that hanacha. The nahar doesn't allow for a hanacha. Why, in other words, let's give the options. Why perhaps does the nahar not allow for a hanacha? What is within the nahar that breaks the hanacha? Either the water itself. We have a hefsek. And that's the way at this point the Gemara is doing. We have over here a hefsek. Or we'll see according to Rava, what other option is there? That it's moving. That it's not munach because it's moving. If it's water, then yitachen hu adin air. If it's a question of moving, so then, you know, where it's that it would depend upon what. But it's, at this point, you know, it's the issue is that we have a, according to the Gemara, at this point, we have a hefsek between, now the hefsek doesn't stop yinika. Yinika we have, but it's not munach, okay? Just to make it clear. It's not a question over here in Machlokes whether it's yonek or it's not yonek. It's yonek. We have over here klicheres. Yinika we have. But according to Rav Yehuda, we need munach, and according to Rabbanan, munach is not a factor. Once we assume that, then we can understand what Tosis is talking about over here. Yirmasel ha-Rav Yehuda ha-Rabbanan. Tosis raises two issues. Firstly, afal gav de karkiyas hamayin havya ke'eretz Yisrael, gora hacha mimuv la'ot de le'el. One nakuda. What bothered Tosfos? What bothered Tosfos? The Mishnah points out. As long as you have a certain degree of smichus, right? So lechora, the muvla, whatever, it's 5 kilometers away, 6 kilometers away. You don't have a river which is 6 kilometers deep. So if the muvla we have over here, that samach is enough, lechora over here also samach should be enough. What's the answer to that, of course? Why is this gora hacha mimuvlaos? It's not a question over here of distance, it's a question of, it's not munach, right? In other words, that we have over here a hefsek. You know, it's that, this is a different mitzius. We have over here a hefsek, the water serves as a hefsek, and mashein ke b'muvlaos is no hefsek, there's a continuity. Here we don't have a continuity. Similarly, Tosas then continues, Yim tomar ma'inyan get eitzel meiser, atu hamevi get ba'aliyah be'eretz Yisrael. Yehoshet the maybe bechutz laretz mishum daafar abasham mechutz laretz pater mimaiser amar ri the lo dummy the aliyah karka shetachteha barzriyahi veroi lischayev b'maiser b'shvius mashen came b'sfina. What was the question? What was the question? And what's the answer? If it's a question of chiyuv mitzvah satrius ba'aretz, I an aliyah, there's no chiyuv mitzvah satrius ba'aretz. And would anyone say that if the get is written in a second story of a building, it's no good? Every get has to be written in the ground floor. You can't write a get in the offices of Rabbanut HaRashit because they're in the second floor. You have to go down to the ground floor. Would anyone say something like that? Of course not. So why over here do we get all uptight over the Sfina? So what's the obvious answer? What is Tosis over here in Machalek? But we can use our language. What's the Chisaron in Aliyah? He pointed out that that our criteria that we're using over here for Fanei Nechta is Gedule Karka. Right? It has to have Mitzvah Satriyas Baretz. What's the Chisaron in the Aliyah?
It's not Yonek.
Right? That's a technical problem. It's not Yonek, but it's Eretz Yisrael. It's built above Eretz Yisrael. Right? Mitachteha, the Karka is Baretz Via. We have over here Eretz Yisrael. We just don't have Yonika. Mashen came by the Sfina, our problem isn't Yonika. We have Yonika, we don't have Eretz Yisrael. I mean, these are two different inyanim, these are two different questions. Here we have a hefsek, Mashen came the Sfina. Here our issue is that we have a hefsek between where we are in the Karka. But in the Aliyah, there was no hefsek. Borrowed the second story is, in other words, is Mukam in Eretz Yisrael. It's Munach in Eretz Yisrael. It's not Yonik. We have an issue of Yonika, we have a technical issue. In other words, these are two different worlds. These are apples and oranges. Again, we have to distinguish between, you need two factors to be chayav mitzvah satuyas baretz. We need a technical factor of yinika, and we need a basic factor that this is makom eretz Yisrael. Or maybe don't call one technical, call one basic. We need two factors, yinika and makom eretz Yisrael. The machlokes in terms of get is a question in terms of, is this makom eretz Yisrael? The issue of Yaliyah is the issue of is the issue of Yanika. Tosa says it on the bottom of Tosa Dira Maskal Otzitz Nakuv. He points out that three lines on the bottom of Tosfos of Yirmiyahu Maskal Otzitz Nakuv, the fourth one on the line. Nehi Dehecha Deina Goshesh Rav Yehuda Midahav Yechutz La'aretz V'Yan Meiser Chashiva Nam Yechutz La'aretz V'Yan Get Haina Mishum Dekevan Deshem Chutz La'aretz Al Hamakom Tzarech Lomer Fanai Nechtav Av Agav Deshlichei Ugemire Kedei Shechotachim Nes Hayon Avol Gosheshes L'Rav Yehuda V'Rabonim Afilu Eina Gosheshes Kevan Deshem Eretz Yisrael Al Hamakom Our question isn't one of Yanika. The kli would be a din. Is this yonik or is this not yonik? Is it made of ferris? Is it made of eitz? That's a din in Yanika. That's not what bothers us over here. What bothers us is this Eretz Yisrael or is this chutz laretz? And in terms of Eretz Yisrael and chutz laretz, that's where we have a machlokes, Rav Yehuda and Rabbanon. One nafkamina is in terms of mitzvah atuyas baretz. Second nafkamina would be in terms of get. But the fact that we may have a problem of yunika, that doesn't take away the makom of Eretz Yisrael. That's what we're concerned about by get. Does this have a shame makom of Eretz Yisrael? Yes?
That's what you're going to have to have Rabbanon. I would say that the makom underneath is makom Eretz Yisrael. He says that kind of should have to have baretz zvi. That sounds like Tosfos didn't bother with the yunika. But for whatever reason, he says underneath this aliyah, it kind of is baretz zvi, and therefore right is that the maaser.
I agree with you. I was mistaken in the language of the. You're correct in terms of the language of Tosfos. It doesn't sound the way that I understood Tosfos. In the Tosfos Harosh, I agree with you, the language of Tosfos is not Machaberes. I agree with you 100%. How then, in words, but I do think that what I said does fit into the bottom of Tosfos with my scholars. It's not good, very, very well. The Tosfos over there, take Yanika out of the picture. How do you understand Tosfos, earlier Tosfos?
It seems like it's almost like a stereo from the beginning to the end, because it starts off saying, Karkonis Hamayim, Havi Keretz Yisrael, but then in the end he says it's part of the Shuras and Maestros. So what does that mean? What does that mean? It's Havi Keretz Yisrael. What is the din of that? Of the riverbed, essentially.
Right, finding the
think about it. Okay. You're correct in terms of the language of the Tosfos Maskal Ha doesn't sound the way that I distinguished. I still think the way we distinguish is correct and fits into Tosfos Maskal Otzitz, but I agree it doesn't fit in over here. But I find it very difficult to understand that we would have a problem unique unless it's a third factor. But then it's very hard to say that. But if you were to have a stone slab, then we'd have a problem of a fanenechta because it's a stone slab, because you can't be Zoraya in it. Chor, that has nothing to do with the din of a Fanenechtav. Fanenechtav is a din of Makom. This is a Makom that has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And the Chisaron of Rav Yehuda is that for some reason we're menutak from the Makom. If it's Goshesh, we have contact with the Makom, then that's what we need. But again, Goshesh is not a din of Yenika. That's what I just wanted to stress. Goshesh over here is not a din of Yenika. The Yenika is there mitzad the Sfina. The Goshesh is that which creates the contact to Eretz Yisrael, which is necessary. Okay, let's move one step further. Birishutchem. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Otzitz Nokuv Hamuna Hagabe Yisedos, Banu L'machlokes Rav Yehuda V'Rabbanan. Banu L'machlokes Rav Yehuda V'Rabbanan. What over here would be the Hemshech of the Gemara? What would Rabbi Zeira be saying? What do we have in Otzitz Nokuv Hamuna Hagabe Yisedos? And what perhaps are we missing? That's not Banu L'machlokes Rav Yehuda V'Rabbanan. Rav Yehuda V'Rabbanan are not cholik on Yenika. Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan are cholik whether something has to be munach, the Eretz Yisrael, in order to be chayiv and trumos and mai. So you need Yenika, you need gedula, and you need karka, you need kedusha. Question is, what defines the kedusha? Is it enough that you're within the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael? Is that enough, or do you actually have to be munach in Eretz Yisrael? According to Rabbanan, you have Yenika, you're within the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. No sweat, so you're chayiv in trumos and maisos. According to Rav Yehuda, what is Rabbi Zeira saying? That maybe just like being in Mayim is not munach, so also being me'al avir is not munach. That the two go hand in hand, you have a hefsek. In terms of the aliyah, that's a question of Yenika. But you have munach. Mashen Ken over here, we may not have munach. Maybe the same way that mayim is not munach. So when you have a hefsek of mayim is not munach, so a hefsek of avir is not munach. According to following through this line of reasoning, if you were to take a helicopter, go up in the helicopter, and have a sofer write a get in the helicopter, according to Rav Yehuda, would you have to say right before Fanenechtam? Yeah, that's exactly. There's no difference. A helicopter is like a sfina that we have over here. That it's not munach. The same way that being on water is not munach, being ba'avir is not munach. Right? It's not an issue over here of Yenika. It's a question of are you munach? Comes along Rava, the deal malohi. Maybe we should interpret munach in a different manner. Ad kan lo kamar Rav Yehuda hasem ela b'sfina ha'asuya livroach. Then how does Rav Yehuda view the chisaron of munach by a sfina? Not the water, but the fact that there is no kvius, that it's always in different places. It's not munach, in terms of the fact it's always moving. Ma'ashen came, were it to be stationary, if we were to able to anchor the sfina. You know, where it's like Al-Gabi Yesedos, make a Sfina Al-Gabi Yesedos. Like in Eilat, they have a Sfina Al-Gabi Yesedos. You go into the Sfina, look at all the coral things. Doesn't move anywhere. It's a Sfina, but it's Al-Gabi Yesedos. Right? You just pay Kili going to a Sfina, but it's not a Sfina. It's sitting Al-Gabi Yesedos. Then, that would be no question. Rabbi Yehuda would agree there's no need for Fanei Nechtam. So who are then in terms of the Otzitz Nakuf? Aval Otzitz She'enot Asel of Roach Lo. Iname Ad Kalim Rabbanan Hasam. Ela b'sfina d'lo mafsik avira d'maya kiara samichta damya. In other words, Rabbanan also need munach, but it is munach. Mashein kein, in terms of the otzitz, maybe that's not munach. Namely, the question over here is simply how do we define munach? Everyone agrees that you need a darga of munach. According to Rabbanan, the hava mean, in other words, according to the machokas over here, is between machokas amarayim. According to Rav Yirmiya and Abaye, according to Rav Yirmiya and Abaye, they're pointing out that we lack munach in a sfina. In other words, we have machlokes tanaim whether we have munach in the sfina or not. Nafkamina would be mitzvah satruyos baretz, Nachgamina would be Fanay Nechta, Fanay Nechtan. If it's Munach, it's Makom Eretz Yisrael. If it's not Munach, it's not Makom Eretz Yisrael. Comes on Rabbi Zeir and he defines what's Munach and what's not Munach. According to Rabbanan, all you need is to be within the boundaries. According to Rav Yehuda, you need that it be without a hefsek. Mayim is a hefsek. Avir is a hefsek. Comes on Rav and he says, you're right in everything except for the Hagdorah of Munach. According to Rav Yehuda, when that's not a problem of a hefsek, it's a question of stationary or moving. And according to Rabbanan, it's not a question over here of being in the Gvulos. It has to be contact. Mayim is considered to be Ara Samichta, there's contact. Avir wouldn't be Samichta, we would have no contact. Okay? So far so good. And then comes along Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and he breaks everything down. Amar ben Naharos de Beretz Yisrael kuli amalo plige. Rashi, de Keretz Yisrael ninu. The afagav de ein svina goshesh, es de taima de get lo mishum yunika menakarka hu kemayser vishvias. Forget about gudule karka. Forget about being munach in karka or not being munach in karka. That's not our issue over here. It's simply being betoch hagvulos, and that's all that we need, and then there's no machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan in our sugya. Okay, that's the overall view of the sugya. What we have now, as being difficult, is the language of the Ri in Tosas Yir Masul Ha, where what exactly is the criteria he's speaking about Ara, which is Bar Zriya. Since when is that a criteria in terms of being part of Eretz Yisrael? And how does that fit into the whole sugya back and forth in terms of Atzitz Nakuv, in terms of the Mayim? What exactly did he understand over here as the issue? That is a problem. Secondly, we're going to be filling in what we didn't speak about. Tosas Yivra Maslamar of Yehuda Emasai. How does our Gemara understand the word Emasai? There are two options of Emasai, Lachlok and Lefarish. Our Gemara is assuming Lachlok. We have Machlokas, Banu Lemachlokas. We have a machlokis between Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan. Ma'ashein kein b'chola Torah kula emasai means lefarish, and then there's no machlokis that's against our sugya. However, halacha lemaisa, who paskins be'emet that Rav Yehuda is an emasai of lefarish? Rav Yochanan, and which Rishon paskins this way? I sent you to a Rambam. No. How does the Rambam paskin in Machlokas Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan? What's the din of Afar Chutz Laretz Habal Esfina Be'eretz Yisrael? Perek Aleph Hilchos Trumos Halchal Kaf Gimel. Paskins like Rav Yehuda. How do you paskin Rav Yehuda? Because he understood Emasai as Lafarish. There's no Machlokas. So he paskins like Rav Yehuda. Okay, so Tosis points out our sugya is assuming that Emasai is Lachlok. But Chol HaTorah Kula, Emasai means Lefarish, and the Rambam understands that way as well, that over here the Emasai is Lefarish, he passes like Rav Yehuda that you require Sfina Goshesha.
Could that also be Abai essentially saying?
Could be, the Havaha Rav Yehuda, yeah. But the assumption is, according to Abaye, that we have Machlokas Rabban and Rav Yehuda, Havaha Rav Yehuda. If you hold the Emasai is Lefarish, it's not Havaha Rav Yehuda. It's havaha. There's no havaha. In other words, there's no machlokas Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan. Kulei alma. Havaha kulei alma. Kam bezman shesvina gosheshes. Kam bezman shenin svina gosheshes. Okay. Tosas Yivra Maskel Atis Nakuf. We pointed out that we have the machlokas in terms of which chomer does not require a nekev. If you want to see the broader discussion of this matter, the Mishnah Lemelech in Hilchos Bikurim in Perek Beis Halachates has pages on discussing eitz and cheres and kli gulalim and the size of the nekev, v'chule. He gets involved in all of the technical criteria of yindika. And then we move over, and this is where we'll complete today, with Tos Divrei Maskil, Dilma Lohi, Ad Kan Kol Kamar Rav Yehuda. But in terms of our sugya, is everything clear so far? Okay. Dilma Lohi, Ad Kan Lo Kamar Rav Yehuda v'chulei. Kein hu ha'emes. The Otzitz kimachubar. Okay, Tosis points out that the MS is that an otzit nokuv agabi yesedos is considered to be mechubar lekarka. The otzit kemechubar. Why? The perak ashalayach arminan in kosin prusbol ela al otzit nokuv umukivla the mancha asiche. That we pointed out at the beginning of the year, we have a din of shmitas safim, we have a takana of Hillel of Prusbol. In order to have a Prusbol, it has to be a halva'a de shchicha. Otherwise, Rabbanan don't make takanas. In order to have a halva'a de shchicha, according to most Rishonim, the lova has to have karka. Who lends money to a lova without karka? And it's enough if the lova has an otzitz nakov agabe yesedos. That already brings him into the world of Prusbol. He has to have karka. So we see otzitz nakov agabe yesedos is ke karka. It has the status of munach abikarka. We have both the nika, we have the nekev, we have munach abikarka. Everything is fine and good, and therefore you can write a prusbel on it. You're chayev in mitzvos atzuyos ba'aretz v'chulei. And therefore mukilah the mancha asiche v'hoda kamar hocha ad kam kamar yirabon and ela b'sfina mashma de ba'otzitz akulei alma love mechubar. That's the chuyei ba'alma. Right, the Rava was simply pointing out that you can't prove anything from the world of Sfina. From the world of Sfina, all you see that there's a requirement of kamunach. How do you define kamunach? It could be tzedafka water and not air. But halach l'maisa, water, air, it's all munach, as long as it's stationary. The only chisaron that we have of munach is a Sfina which is moving. Sfina which is moving, that's a problem of munach according to Rav Yehuda. Once we get beyond that, everyone agrees that as long as you have yanika, you have stationary, you have the space of airspace or water space of Eretz Yisrael. That's all you need for Mitzvah Tzuyos Baretz. I hodamar b'Shabbos perakamotzi yayin hay parpisa demancha a'ara v'ancha asiche chayav mishum tolesh. Sof kol sof halach l'maisa. What did you do? You moved it from one place where it is kekarka to another place where it's kekarka. The whole time it's kekarka. You haven't done anything. Hainu midrabanan could appear as hasam bekuntras. Right, this is not a problem for Rashi and Tosos. When the Gemara says chayav, it could mean chayav midrabanan, and everything falls into place. Okay, so mida araisa, were one to take an otzitz nakuv from the ground and put al gabi yesedos, mida araisa, you haven't done anything. It was mechubal karka, it's still mechubal karka, right? And so the same way that your chayav in trumos amaisos mida araisa, whether it's on the ground or in the air, because it's kekarka, who adin on Shabbos, there's no nafgamina, only a question of an Isur Drabana, nira. It's a nira ketolish. Because for the eyes of a child, there's no halacha, it appears to be tolish. Or that maybe we would be gozer otu, right? but it's not really tolish. Here we come up against a brick wall within which Rishon, the Rambam. The Rambam, throughout Hilchos Trumos, throughout Hilchos Bikurim, is assuming that Otzitz Nakuv is Kemunach. The Otzitz is Kemunach. You're going to be Chayev Trumos, you're going to be Chayev Maestros. The only thing you're not going to be Chayev in an Otzitz is Bikurim. Because Bikurim, you require Artzacha. That's a separate halacha. So you're not Chayev Bikurim in a Kli. Be it an otzitz, be it a sfina, that's a separate din. But meikar hadin, you're in the parsha of gedulei karaka. So the Rambam starts off like Tosfos, that otzitz kemechubar. That's where we're starting off from. On the other hand, when we move over to the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, and we look at the din of tolesh in Perek Ches Halacha Dalid, there the Rambam is very, very loyal to the Gemara, and he points out Gavshushis shel afar she'agu ba'asavim. This is the parpisa that Tosus refers to. Higbiya mi'al ha'aretz v'nichol gabi yesedos chayav mishum tolesh. Anyone who's learned Hilchos Shabbos or is currently learning Hilchos Shabbos, what does the Rambam mean when he says the word chayav? Doraisa. He defined himself in Perak Aleph. He says, anytime I say in this chibur chayav, I mean doraisa. If I say aser, it means drabanan. Why in the world are you chayev doraisa? It was karka, it is karka, that we see. That's one problem. However, it's not only a stira between the Rambam over here in Hilchos Bikurim, Hilchos Trumos, and the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, but also move it to the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Ochlim, And also it appears to be totally marasinigra, totally something that we don't understand. So let's put everything on the table, and then we'll try and make sense of it. The Rambam deals with kishos shenetoa be'otzit v'higdila. This is a Mishnah in Uktzin, Perek Beis, Halacha Tes. And in this Mishnah in Uktzin, we have two perushim. One perush of the Rambam, and one perush of the Ravid. We're dealing with the kishus shenetoa bu'atzitz, vihigdila. And then it's yotze chutz lo'atzitz. So the Mishnah over there paskins that eina mikabeles tuma. Eina mikabeles tuma. Kishus shenetoa bu'atzitz, vihigdila. Af al pi she yotzas chutz la'atzitz, eina mekabeles tuma. Here we have our atzitz. Our atzitz is on the ground. Here we have our kishus. And it's higdila chutz la'atzitz. So the Rambam says that this part of the kishus, eina mekabeles tuma. The language of the Rambam is, af al pi sheyotzat chutz la'atzitz, eina mekabeles tuma. Comes on the Ravid and he says, I don't understand you. Amar Avraham, ein af al pi. What are you talking about? Ela kevon sheyotzat chutz la'atzitz tahora. Sheaf al pi sheyotzitz eina nakuf. Kevan sheyotzas hakishus lechutz, harehu kemisha neta'a b'chutz, v'tohar, v'chein hushanoi b'mishnah. The Mishnah over there says that we have a atzitz. The writer understands that we're dealing with an atzitz which is eino nakuf. Okay, we have a metal plate under this atzitz. It's eino nakuf. So that which grows out over the ground, here we have yenika from the ground. This is what the Rambam and Tosas pointed out, that avir is not a hefsek, that when we have yenika via the avir, that's what we have by an atzitz nakuf. This is no worse than an atzitz nakuf, totally above the ground. It's yonek from the ground. If you want to know if this is tamei or tohar, we have a rule. Anything which is karka is tohar. Anything which is not karka, which is talush, is tameh. Is this tohar or tameh? This is tohar. Not afal pishi yatzatz v'chutz, but because yatzatz v'chutz. What about this leaf over here, and this leaf, and this leaf? What about the dinim of these peres? So that, according to the Ravid, is a machlokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan. Do we say that which is within the atzitz? We say this is tohar, does that make this tohar? Or even though this is tohar, this is tameh. This is growing in the atzitz. Here we have an atzitz which is a kli. It's basically metaltaling. But we have something growing that goes outside. So that which grows outside, according to the Ravid, borer is tohar. That which is inside, that's a machlokes. Do we view it onto the atzitz, where it's planted? Or do we view it onto the part which is going outside, where it's not planted? That's the Ravid. But what did the Rambam think? The Rambam said that this is tohar afal pi. What's going on over here in the Rambam? So let's look back in the Rambam. Kishu shenota ba'otzis v'higdilo afal pi shiotzis l'chutz l'otzis eina mekabeles tuma. Ba'otzis shehu nokuv kedei shehebo shoresh katan hareyu ka'aretz v'hanatua bo eino mekabel tuma v'cheinim hayu b'mayim eina machshirim. Rambam says, I've noticed over here is awkward. He learns the Mishnah differently. We're dealing with an otzitz nakut. That which is growing over here and here and here, vadai, is not mekabel tumah, because it's in an otzitz nakut on the ground. So this is eno mekabel tumah. What about this piece over here? Shem says, even though it's outside of the otzitz, we pull it in, even though it's in the otzitz, just like what's here is tahar, this is tahar. And what's that? This over here, this is machlokes Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan in the Mishnah. Do we say that this goes after, that the part outside goes after the part inside, or the part outside remains outside? Afalpi, even though it's going over the side, since this is tahar, that's growing in the otzitz, therefore this is tahar. What's going on? Forget about the otzitz nakut. Here, this is yonik directly, like the Ravid asked. How did the Rambam understand? The fact that he learned that in the case of an otzitz nakut, fine. So it means that these leaves are tahar. But why should this leaf be any worse because this is an otzitz nakut? Why should I have over here a problem? Here we're yonik. Why is this different than the world of trumos and maisos v'chule? So we have over here a triple problem in the Rambam. We have three Rambams that don't appear to go hand in hand with one another. We have the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos and Hilchos V'chulin, that when we have an otzitz nakut, the otzitz nakut is karka. Why is the otzitz nakut karka? Well, why not? It's yonik. And it's considered to be munach. So we have munach, we have yonek, the otzitz nakuv is like karka. On the other hand, we have the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, which appears that the otzitz nakuv is not like karka. When you pick up an otzitz and put it on your seidos, you're chayev mishum tolesh, it's no longer karka. Why? Sof kol sof, it's yonek and it's munach. And then we have the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, that for some reason, that which is yonek is not like karka. It's only going to be karka if it's in the otzitz nakuv. What's going on over here? Why does something have to be in the otzitz nakuv to be karka? Why is it yonek karka? We pointed out that if it's yonek and it's munach, here this is yonek and it's munach, so it should be like karka. Why over here do we have an issue where somehow yonek is a problem? Well, yonek is not like karka. Yonek is like karka. That's the din of otzitz nakuv. That's where we began, that yonek is like karka. What is going on in these three Rambams? That's our problem. That's our issue to try and understand. No, anyone have a direction for us? We can erase our Yisrael. We went a little too far. Yes. I'm listening. You're correct. It's just the question. What is different than halachas? What over here are the terms? And what, you know, as we sort of began here today, both with of Daniel and Rav Daniel, in terms of the terminology that we're going to have to use. Yes.
So Shabbos. What you have is breaking the yanika, according to the Rambam. So therefore, you broke the yanika, even though it goes from karka to karka, but you broke the yanika.
Why do you say you broke the yanika? No, it's just not about Gabi Yesedos, the Rambam Paskins and Shilkos Trumos, Shilkos Bikurim. You have a full yanika. The Chayev and Trumos and Maisus Midaraisa. Just Bikurim, we have a tour, because it's not Artsukha. Yes?
But you're moving the yunika, you're changing the yunika, whereas the that's other than the zealous is stationary.
Yes and no. Okay, I can
say. But in Shabbos, we're not concerned with yunika, we're concerned with yunika that is no longer mechubar or munach on the karka. So once it's no longer connected to the ground, you have, or also to itself, and once it's no longer connected to the ground, then it's not considered
part of the ground anymore. So you've been over on the race of Kolesh, and it's no longer going to get. You would have thought maybe
that it's no longer going to be the Torah. Okay. What you're saying is that we have to deal with different
terms. This is what. Okay. We discussed this last year in Yoredeya, in a different context. So I'm going to say over, it's written in an article by Moshe Soloveitchik many, many years ago, in which he wanted to distinguish between two terms, the term of karka, and the term of mechubar. We have mechubar, and its opposite is talosh. Karka's opposite is metalkalim. We have metalkalim, we have karka, we have talosh, we have mechubar. These are different terms, and they're used in different areas. If we'll ask, which of these terms are meaningful in the world of kinyanim? In the world of kinyanim, where you make, there's one kinyan that we make on a chair, and another kinyan that we make on a field. We distinguish between what and what?
Karka
and metaltalin, right? Neshicha, hagba'a, dalka, metaltalin, kesef, shtar, chazaka, that's for karka. In the world of in the world of Tuma v'tahara, what are we concerned with? Is something talush or something mechubar? That which is mechubar is tohar. That which is talush, already can be mekabel tuma. In the world of Shabbos, what are we concerned with? With talush and mechubar. Hatolish, hatolish chayev. Okay, so now, when we're looking at an atzitz nakuf, we're dealing with our atzitz nakuf, what we have to ask ourselves is two questions. A, is this atzitz nakuf yonek min hakarka? And B, is this atzitz nakuf mechubar? These are two different issues. These are two different issues, and they may have two totally different criteria. So the halakha is as follows, according to the Rambam. When we have an atzitz nakuf al gabi hakarka, we have an atzitz nakuf sitting on the land, sitting on the ground. If I will ask you, is that which is growing in this atzitz nakuf yonek min hakarka? What's the answer? Sure. If I were to ask you, is this atzitz nakuf mechubar? What's your answer? Sure. Therefore, in Hilchos Trumos and Maestros and Hilchos Bikurim, we're dealing with an atzitz nakuf al gabi karka. If it's al gabi karka, it's chayiv in Trumos and Maestros midoraisa. And over here in Hilchos Tumah v'Tahara, that which is growing in this atzitz nakuf, which is gabi karka, is tohar, because it's mechubar. We have both. When I'll take this atzitz nakuf and I'm going to put it al gabi yisetos, and here we have avir. If I'll ask, is this yonek min hakarka? Yeah, that's what we saw, that avir is not nafsik yinika. Right? That the avir doesn't stop yinika. It's yonek min hakarka. We have over here a hole. It's yonek min hakarka. Is that which grows within this mekabel tuma? I'm sorry, so the other way. Is that which grows within this chayv trumos and aisros? Sure, because that's tol and yinika min hakarka. We have over here yinika min hakarka. This is Eretz Yisrael. We have karka Eretz Yisrael. It's munach, right? So we have karka, we have munach, we have yinika. If I will ask you, what about tumah v'tahara? What about tumah v'tahara? Is this mechubar to the karka in tumah v'tahara?
No.
It's not mechubar to the karka. It's not mechubar. It's yonek, but it's not mechubar. If I'll ask you, does this have the status of karka in terms of prusbol? Yeah, it's karka, it's not mechubar. Right, these are two different issues. The moment that we have yonek, yonek makes it connected to the karka. This is meaningful in terms of trumos and maestros. This is meaningful in terms of prusbo. We need karka as opposed to metaltalim. In the world of chosh and mishpat, we're concerned with karka. In the world of yoredeya, in terms of hilchos tzvius haaretz, we're concerned with karka. In terms of tuma, we're concerned with mechubar. It's not mechubar. And so over here, when I have this leaf sticking out of the atzitz nakuf, this leaf is yonek. Is it mechubar? Maybe yes, maybe no. That's what Rambam says. Afal pi, that's michutz, it can go after the atzitz nakuf. Since the plant is planted in the atzitz nakuf, even though this is going outside, it's mechubar through the atzitz nakuf. But it's not through this. It's not mechubar through the avir. That's what the Rambam paskins, l'shita so. Now we'll come to Shabbos. I take an atzitz from the ground and I put it al gabi yisedos. What's the halacha? I'm chayev. Why? Because it was mechubar, and now it's talush. It's karka, but it's talush. So it depends which criteria, what realm of halacha I'm working with. In terms of Shabbos, that which is important is talush and mechubar. In terms of tumah, talush and mechubar. In terms of hilchos atzuyos ba'aretz and prusbol, karka and metaltalin. Okay, so I have to ask myself, which criteria do I need? Which criteria am I working with? Am I working with the criteria of talush and mechubar? I'm working with the criteria of karka and metaltalin. Okay? In terms, according to the Rambam, what does Yanika create? It creates karka. It doesn't create mechubar. Yanika creates karka. So Yanika is important in terms of trumos and nisros. Yanika is important in terms of principle. We need karka. We need a connection to gedulei karka. However, in the world of tumah v'tahara, in the world of Shabbos, there I want to know, is it mechubar or talush? If it's on the ground, it's mechubar. When I pick it up, it's talush. That's a chiyuv d'oraisa. That's a chiyuv d'oraisa. I still yonek. Okay, it's still yonek, but that doesn't take away from the fact that it turned from mechubar into being talush. B'haraya, when it's agavi yisedos, there'd be no tumah. So over here, this is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Ravid says, the Ravid understood, if you recall, that in an otzitz she'eno nakuv, that's where we have a problem, and then Yanika solves our problem. And according to the Ravid, Yanika is the din, according to the Ravid, to make something mechubar. According to Rambam, not pitom. Yanika doesn't make it mechubar. Yanika makes it karka. In order, mechubar is a din of otzitz nakuv, agave karka. It's a totally different halacha. So we have over here then a very, very basic, you know, the Rambam then is l'shitato. Everything is fine and good. The otzitz nakuv agavi hakarka is both mechubar and karka. The otzitz nakuv agavi yisedos is still yonek, it's still karka, but it's no longer mechubar. Then everything fits in. Okay, again, so I didn't say anything of my own. This is from Moshe Soloveitchik, yes?
According to this explanation, what's the difference between a leaf which is over the, not only the top, but over the air, versus a leaf which is over the top and out of the hole?
No, because the moment that we have is otzitz nakuv, the otzitz nakuv is mechubar. The otzitz nakuv is mechubar to the karka. Once the otzitz nakuv is mechubar to the karka, anything growing within the otzitz nakuv avale is mechubar. What about that which is growing outside of the otzitz nakuv? That's nakuv, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan, the Mishnah and Uktzin, their own paskins, like the shita that it has the status of the otzitz. Av al pi shiyotzel v'chutz, v'chol zot it's tahar. Because it's mechubar via the otzitz. It doesn't have to be, in other words, to be above the hole, that may be important in terms of yanika. We're not concerned with yanika currently. We're concerned with the din of mechubar. But we pass in that it's not even important in terms of yanika. But what we're dealing with over here is defining the otzitz as being mechubar. And that which was within the airspace of the otzitz is mechubar l'kulei alma. That which is going out of the airspace, Rambam Paskins is also mechubar. Paskins, afal pishi yotzeh l'chutz b'chol zot it's mechubar. That's the chiddush of the Rambam. But the yanika alone, had this been an otzitz she'eino nakuv, and we had the otzitz been talush, then this leaf would also be talush, even though there's yanika. Who cares if there's yanika? Yanika doesn't create mechubar. Yanika creates karka. It creates gedulei karka, it doesn't create mechubar. Okay? We'll stop over here. What I'd like to do next time, let me get these out. Daniel. Okay, so what we saw today, we spoke about the sugya of Akko, Ritzua Yotzeitz, we saw Rashi, Ramban, Tosos HaRosh, then we moved over to the world of maybe get the Spina, we saw Machlokas Rav Yehuda and Rabbanon, we defined it as a question of Makom, we dealt with the question of Munach, Atzitz Nakav Agabe Yesedos, Machlokas between Rava and Rabbi Zeira. Then we moved over to fill in terms of the Tosfos, definition of Yanika, and then definition of Otzitz Nakuv, and the Psakim of the Rambam. Okay, that's about. Okay. What I'd like to move to in Adaf Ches is as follows. We're up to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said that we totally misunderstood where the Sfina is. The Sfina is not in Naros Eretz Yisrael. We're dealing with a Sfina in the Yam HaGadol. Ki plegei b'Yam HaGadol. So what I'd like you to see over here is Rashi and Tosfos. There are two relatively large Tosfos and the Rambam. The Rambam is very, very radical. As we've seen, the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos in Perek Aleph could be very radical. He was radical in terms of the Mishnah of Akko, Letzafon, etc. If you remember, he defined it in terms of the Gvulos of Olei Mitzrayim, we dealt with Shein Eretz Yisrael, v'chulei. And over here also we have a Rambam who takes Turei Amnon and puts it somewhere we'd never expect it. So in the Frankel Rambam there are pictures in the back from when the Rambam was Saviad, so you can look at those pictures. That's A. Then we move over to the question of Surya, and we're going to take it piece by piece. First, we deal with Mocher Avdo L'Surya K'Mocher B'Chutz La'aretz. What's the Iser of being Mocher and Avdo L'Chutz La'aretz? Why do we have a Knas? So we have over here Rashi Al Atar and Daf Ches, and there's a Tosus Rid on Daf Mem Gimel Nedeis, which is important. Then, as the page turns, we move over to the world of Surya, of Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush. I don't know whether we'll get much beyond that, but Kibush Yachid, so we have over here Rashi and Chesem Adeis. Tosos on the bottom over here of Chesem Aleph, and the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, and in Hilchos Trumos. So we'll try and define what is this din of Kibush Yachid, as it applies to Surya, and then, if we have time, we'll move over into the world of Tumas Eretz Ha'aminim, which is basically the Tosos over here on the Chesem Adeis, 1, 2, 3 Tosos. Then, following sugya, we won't get to next time, that's the question of Amira La'akum, in terms of having a goy write a shtar mechira on land in Eretz Yisrael, on Shabbos. What exactly, we'll also have to discuss, I guess, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and the concept over here of Amira La'akum Shvus. But that we're not going to get to next time. Say there? Okay.
Mentioning the distinction between Yanika and